If you have your Bibles tonight, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. We'll start reading in verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me, also as born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church." In these verses, it's talking about very simply how Paul preached and people got saved. That's all. That's very simple. And in verse 9, it says that he is the least of the apostles because he persecuted the church. But listen to verse number 10. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was within me." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day that you bless us with, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to come and spread the gospel, Lord. I pray, Lord, if there's anybody here that hasn't come to know you, Lord, that they'd come to you, Lord, and that they'd accept you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. And if there's anything between my heart and yours, Lord, take it out, Lord. I pray that, Lord, I may be young, Lord, but I hope it's not my words, but Lord, but yours, Lord. Pray that you'll bless the service. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
In verse 10, it's talking about, you know, verse 9 and 10, Paul was an evil, wicked sinner. And in verse 10, it says that he tried so hard to serve God. He tried the wrong way, but he was working so hard by killing Christians, and he thought that this was going to get him somewhere, it was going to get him a place in heaven, that it was going to get him a place in God's kingdom. But in verse 10, it says, it's not him. It's the grace of God that's bestowed upon him. It doesn't matter what Paul did. It doesn't matter what you do or what your grandparents do. It matters what God has done for you. In verse 11, it says, "Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?" Here it's saying the people that believe are saying that there is no resurrection, that Jesus did not raise from the dead. Let's go on and read verse 12. "Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead..." Oh, wait. 13. "But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain and your faith is in vain. Yet, and we are bound a false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and ye are yet in your sins." If Christ did not die on the cross, if Christ did not rise again, this means that you are stuck in your sins and you are going to hell.
That's right.
If you are not saved, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, this means you are, when you die, you will go to hell forever. In verse 18, it says, "Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished." Now listen to verse 19. "If in this life only we have hope in Christ," which means only in, like, that he was just alive, he did not raise from the dead, "we are of all men most miserable." I thought about this, and I really thought, what if Christ had not, what if that, you know, Christ did not die for our sins, and that it's just this life, and then that's it. This life is full, as the song said, of valleys, of heartache. And if this was it, why wouldn't we kill ourselves? Why wouldn't we get it over with if we have a life full of heartache, troubles, and we think that's it. We are of all men most miserable. If Christ did not conquer death, hell, and the grave, we will die in our sins, go to hell, and we could be miserable in this life and for eternity. Let's read verse 20. And it says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead." What it's saying here is we're going to die, but we're going to resurrect one day too. Since the Lord has risen, we can rise also. God has given us a home in heaven. In verse 22 it says, "For as in Adam all die, even so Christ shall be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power." In verse 25 it says, "For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet." The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Listen to verse 27. "For he hath put all things under his feet, and when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did put all things under him." All he has to do is say that this is under me and it's under him. That's why we are more than conquerors through Christ. We are not more than conquerors, but we are conquerors through Christ. I can't get over verse 9 and 10. That just excites me and gets, I love those verses because we are all sinners and we are all going to hell, but by the grace of God, we can be what we are today. And if you don't understand why I'm so excited, why I love doing this so much, you're probably not saved. I got saved, then my excitement started to fade. I did not care that much, to be honest. But then God renewed the joy of my salvation, and I was so excited. And God told me that He wanted me to preach, and I was overjoyed, and I was so excited that I can share with the lost and dying world that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and that since He is risen, we can go to heaven. And if you don't know that He is risen, if you don't know anything about this, if you don't know why we are excited, then we probably need to get saved. And if you're not saved, the altar is always open. There are men here or women here that will come and help you out. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank You for this day that You bless us with, Lord. I want to thank You, Lord, for giving me this opportunity, Lord. I pray, Lord, if there's anybody that's not here, Lord, anybody that hasn't accepted You as their personal Lord and Savior, pray that they'll come to the altar, Lord, grab somebody by the arm and get this right with You, Lord. Pray that You'll bless the next priester, Lord. Pray that You'll help him, give him the words to speak, and we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.